46 through 52. Mark 10. Okay, anybody, before 46, anybody got subtitles up at the top, the topics wrote up at the top, above 32? Above 32?
Jesus predicted his death a third time.
Third time. Think about how that is. Now, I'm not talking about the outside. Jesus saying, I'm going away. We're going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief of prophets and the teachers and be condemned with him to death. We'll hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise. That's what Jesus said. Y'all with me? Think of that. You talking about what's all finna happen to you. He said, we going to Jerusalem. We going, but I'm going to die. Okay. Why are we talking about this? Because I want to talk about tonight how your issues could really be ignored with validation by God. And the fact that he still stops to handle your issue should not be ignored. Because Jesus got way more important stuff to be worried about than just worried about your little stuff. All
right.
No, your stuff little. How you know? Because it's only affecting you. I can't sleep. You ain't but one person. No, he fine with that. He would be real good. No, you fine with other people not sleeping. But this big, awesome God stops and hears you. Okay, somebody go. 46. 46 through 52.
Then they came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples together with the Lord's crowd were leaving the city. A blind man brought a man, which means son of Titus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
All right, so we're going to talk tonight about this. Three roles played in a miracle.
What'd you say?
Three roles. Three roles. What are three things that you see active in every area of your life? You need a miracle, look for three things. I'm going to teach with them three things out of that. Y'all ready? First one, stoppers.
Kind of like haters?
Yeah, basically. But we're going to call them stoppers because they're trying to stop you from getting what you need.
Yeah, all right.
Three rows. Everybody is in this act of this play of life. And everybody plays a different role. Come on, y'all. The song says everybody plays the fool. Sometimes. I mean, you ain't always got to be the fool, but every now and then everybody plays the fool. Sometimes. So you got these three roles that have to show up. Now, it's some extras that can show up. But they don't have to.
All right.
But it's three that got to show up for a miracle to happen in your life.
Okay.
You need a miracle? Look for these three. Uh-huh. If these three don't show up, you ain't got a miracle.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because if what is a miracle? Something supernatural that you can't achieve on your own.
All right.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You find out you sick. Mm-hmm. They send you to the doctor. He gives you a pill that makes it better. That's a miracle. You couldn't do that by yourself.
Come on.
Oh, no, he gave me medicine. No, you didn't know what was in what he gave you.
Yeah.
You ain't got no machine at home with no chemical compound breakdown.
Okay.
And if you did, you don't know what that stuff in that mean.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna trust Google to tell you what that's? If you don't think what they told you sick with was gonna kill you by the time you finish studying what's in the medicine.
All right.
Side effects, you done lost half your leg before you finished reading.
All right.
Okay. So the first person that you see is the stoppers. They now all of these people have travel in groups most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They not by themselves.
No.
Haters never by themselves.
No.
I'm gonna tell you how I know they ain't by themselves. Cause see, back in the day when you used to holler at somebody, you had to catch them by themselves.
Yeah.
You couldn't catch them with their friends and all of. No, you had to get her by herself because her friends is haters. Them was stoppers. No. You looking at her smiling, she looking at you smiling. But she ain't gonna approach you because her haters is right there.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? What you want? What you want with her big head? No, I ain't talking to you. Why is you? Come on, somebody. They was haters. Everybody knows some haters.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And watch this. But haters always surround your miracle.
Mm-hmm.
They will always be attracted to your miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's where the devil at. If you want to know where the devil, where God wants you at, watch where the devil sending people.
Mm-hmm.
Now we watch this. We fool around and miss God. The devil never does.
All right.
When God called the meeting, the devil knew what time it was, where it was at, how to get to the meeting.
All right.
Wait, and he knew how to get himself on the agenda.
Yeah.
God said, Satan, what do you want? Glad you asked. I came with something.
Yeah.
Your haters ain't never shout for words.
Yeah.
They know protocol. They know.
Come on.
Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Haters know how to get in your face. They come and talk about you. They know where to hit you at.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is a sly fox. He comes in. He knows right where to sneak up beside you.
All right now.
You don't even know you've been slid on until. How it happened? I don't know. How you get out of here? You ever see people talk? How you get out of here? I don't know. We was just talking and walking. I didn't walk to the whole other side of the store. Because you just sly fox. You just in a trance. You caught up with a stopper. Ain't nowhere near where you need to be.
Mm.
What'd you say?
First thing. People who have what you want can't stop you. Mm-hmm. What that mean? Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus. We keep calling that man blind, but he didn't leave blind. He was standing on the road begging. And he was, watch this though. Bartimaeus was doing what we called him to do. He was the blind beggar.
Mm-hmm.
He's begging.
Yeah.
He went to work asking for money and left asking for sight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. God will always use your transferable skills.
Yeah.
You ain't got, as soon as I get some stuff to do for the church, then I'm going to do it. No, baby. What do you already got? Don't come here trying to learn new stuff. Find what you already know.
All right.
My church don't like it. I'm looking for one member. He's going to run the volunteer services of the ministry. One member. I can't tell y'all what he is. They told me to quit saying it. But I'm looking for him. See, he's used to producing results. That one kind of member. That's. So, he transferable skills. He was begging for money.
Yeah.
Found Jesus and started begging for the miracle. Hey, watch this. But he left home with neither one of them. He left home with no sight and no money.
Yeah.
We don't know if he got money, but we know he did get some sight.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
And when Jesus called for him, didn't nobody have to take him to him?
Hey, but they did. They had to.
He got up and went to him.
People who have what you want can't stop you. Don't let. Watch this. They say, shh. This ain't the part of the service to do that.
You grabbed them.
Don't. No, why is you shouting? Shh. You excited, man? Look, church just started.
Mm-hmm.
Shh. No, sit over there. They do all that standing and sitting down.
Mm.
Do that over there. Mm. Shh. And he let them get all of what they finished saying out.
Because
you got to listen to your haters. People want to shut their haters up. No, I need to know what you want me to do so I know not to do that.
All right.
I don't know to do exactly the opposite of what you want to do because I keep cutting you off. Mm. No, you keep talking. Tell me what I shouldn't do so I can do just that. You shouldn't go to work today. You know them people going to be talking about you? I'll talk to you when I get off. Yeah, I'm not going to be. Nah, you can just stay with us. Nah, homeless is not working out well for me. So I'm going to go. Oh.
All right.
He let them get all. Watch this. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted the more.
Yeah.
Wait, when they finished talking. Wait, this story. In one of the translations, the disciples said, one of the translations says, the disciples told Jesus, he's crying out for us. That wasn't what he said. He said, son of David, have mercy on me. Ain't about you. Because people that got what you want always think you talking to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this ain't a cry for you. I don't care if you like me or not. If you talk to me or not, you ain't got to call me no more. Come on, somebody.
Right.
But I don't know who gonna, you know, people be acting different. Can I see them acting different? Because I couldn't before.
All right.
Second one. People who are close to Jesus aren't Jesus.
That's right.
Ooh, I wish I could just deliver half of Black America with that. He a preacher. He ain't Jesus, baby. I love the Lord. I do. I ain't Jesus.
All right.
No, follow me as I follow him.
Yeah.
If me and Jesus ain't in lockstep, follow. If me and Jesus meet at a fork in the road and go separate directions, follow him.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah.
Don't be talking about, well, I see my man of God, he must go a different way. No, baby, follow Jesus.
That's right.
All right. All
right. That's right.
Yep. I take breaks.
People who are close to Jesus, they not Jesus. Don't confuse. Watch this. Because we shut up when other people tell us to stop.
Yeah.
And then we leave mad because you listen to people, watch this, that weren't qualified to give the advice they gave, and you listen to it.
All right.
People at the church always talking noise. Baby, they don't come to church but once a month. They just happen to come on the first Sunday with you. You think they here every week. They don't know nothing happening here either.
All right now.
Come on, some. All I know right. People that ran folks from the church in the parking lot, and don't neither one of them go to the church. This church just mean. Baby, both of y'all visitors.
All right now. Yes, sir.
All they want is your money. You ain't gave none. How you gonna tell us what?
All right.
No, evidently we don't want yours.
Yeah.
Yours under lock and key. You.
Yeah.
Last one. Stoppers. People are who Jesus used. People. Jesus uses people. Given and shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom.
Yeah. Men.
And God ain't said he was finna give you no check. God said he got somebody in place to do that for you.
Right.
Sometimes, watch this. Sometimes your miracle is your normal, remaining normal and not becoming abnormal. They wanted to fire you. You didn't know they wanted to fire you. And because you sowed a seed, God made them take that paper and say, no, just give them another chance.
All right.
Wait, it was above your pay grade. You ain't know the conversation was happening. You ain't know what was going on in the back room. But something that you put in the ground, God put up way down now for somebody.
All right.
That man got kids. I can't even be letting that man go. Let's go on and bless this man. It's going to be all right. Give him another shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. You can't get so heavenly. All I need is the Lord. No, you need God to use some people.
Yeah.
Because Jesus ain't cutting no check. No, he.
All right.
He's not, y'all. Mm-hmm. Don't let people lie to y'all. The Lord putting a check in the mail for you. Who? On what bank?
Right.
He says he was going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
Right.
Now that blessing gonna come through somebody.
All right.
You standing there waiting on the Lord. No, you better. Story told of an old woman sitting on top of the house in the middle of a hurricane. The waters kept rising. She was on the top of the house praying to God. God, please send somebody for help. Man comes through in the boat, she didn't go. Man comes through in the bigger boat, she didn't go. Man comes through in the helicopter, say, ma'am, you got to get, I'm waiting on the Lord to come. He go, she dies, get to heaven, St. Peter. She's upset. He says to Peter, I need to talk to Jesus because I prayed to him and I knew he should have sent somebody. He said, the man in the canoe,
all right,
man in the boat, and the man in the helicopter, I sent to your house. What were you looking for? And that's how most of us miss God, focusing on stoppers. Because God said, the same people told you shut up, the same one he's going to say, bring him here. Wait, because you can't go see. Everybody, oh, I can't stand people trying to be hating on me. Hey, keep talking because I can see where you at. No, I'm nervous. A fake friend is way more dangerous than a real enemy.
Come on,
you're right.
No, let me know where you at. Because watch this, he blind.
Yeah.
He calling Jesus to come to him. Jesus got resurrection on his mind.
All right.
He just finished talking about it a couple of verses ago.
Yeah.
Jesus talking about dying. Look, I ain't trying to make no extra steps. I got too much on my mind. Tell him come here. We just told him shut up though. You sure you want us to go?
Tell him.
I mean, he can't see us, but he at least know our voice. Bartimaeus didn't say, Jesus, you got to send somebody else. I can't deal with these people. That's how we do it. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I can't hear that kind of person preach to me. Yes, I can. Do he got a word? No, I ain't asking. Is he perfect? Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because we got all these people that come through with this crazy stuff. And we want to act as if they have to be perfect for God to use them. No, he'll use blind haters.
Yeah, he will. Blind haters.
Why are they blind haters? Because whatever their issue was, they was walking with Jesus and didn't get it fixed.
Yeah.
But the man said, I'd rather be with him than figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Hello.
Take me to him.
Yeah.
Where we going? I don't know. I can't even see him.
Yeah.
I ain't even hear him say, come here. I was just going to cry until they told me he left. See, you got to be so radical. Watch this. To get your miracle that you're willing to scream. Until somebody tell you, watch this, not to shut up, but to tell you he gone.
All right.
I ain't know he was here. Somebody said that Jesus was here, and I had heard something about it. Why'd you start hollering? They told me that the man that they told me what a minute ago could fix it.
Is
in the room.
Yeah.
I need to get. But see, we don't get excited about that because we come to church and act as if, you know, this is normal. We just don't have church again, and it'd be. Okay, let me stop. Pause. Rewind. Jesus, watch this. The first thing says, 46. Then Jesus came to
Jericho.
Okay, stop. Pause. Go back to 33. We're going 33. We are going to Jerusalem. Jesus says in 46. Then they came to
Jericho.
What's in Jerusalem? The cross. He ain't coming back this way no more. So if you don't get your sight now, you going to die blind. But we going to
miss. I got it.
Stop it.
Shut up. Shh. We don't do that yet. Baby, he might not come this way again.
Yeah.
No. He told us in 33. Okay. In 31. Right before that, it says in the title, Jesus predicts his death, not for the first or the second, but for the third time. He's serious, y'all. I'm finna die. Jesus predicts his death and then says, we're going to Jerusalem. Well, when we talk about Jerusalem on Sunday, Palm Sunday, we talk about the triumphant entry into
Jerusalem.
He ain't leaving. Once he was there, he wasn't coming back out.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back.
Not the way he went in.
All right. Now.
So if you coming through Jericho, I might want to catch you.
Yeah.
Because you might not come by. Why you can't let haters stop you? Because he might not come back. No, I can't get mad at people that come to church and sit quiet no more. Because they think he got to come back next week. No. Bartimaeus showed me he might not even. He might not come this way ever again.
All right.
No, I can't be stuck on stupid. Y'all stuck on stupid. I'm going to let y'all stay stuck on stupid. I'm going to get Jesus. Oh, well, we with him. You should be with us. Yeah, but I'd rather be with him seeing.
Watch this.
Because my sight does two things. One, helps me see where I'm going. But two, is a everyday evidence of what he can do. When I show up with him and somebody asks him what he can do, he just pointed at me. That's why testimony period get messed up in church. Because when God points at us, we don't know what to say. We start talking about in 83 and 32. No, just yesterday, I couldn't see.
Yeah.
No, I was sitting on the side of the road with a beggar's coat. Sitting. Watch this. I wasn't standing on the side of the road. I was sitting. How you know? Because the Bible says when he got, they had to get him up to bring him to Jesus. He was down. He was down and broke. And blind.
All right.
Stop us. Second one. We don't want to talk about this one either. The supplier. You need a miracle? Watch this. This is what will mess you up. You need a miracle. You need a supplier for your miracle.
Yes, sir.
Quit going to people that can't give you the miracle, asking them for the miracle. He wasn't hollering, Peter, son of Tobias, have mercy on me.
No, he wasn't.
You don't care about who Peter is? No, Peter, Jesus sent y'all out. Y'all didn't just come back. The people came back and said, your disciples couldn't even do your work.
Yeah.
So they fickle. They don't even know how to do miracles right.
Yeah.
Can you do? Jesus called them a perverted generation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all sorry and didn't even. Y'all can't do the little stuff. The supplier. Watch who you go to for help when you need help. And you go to people, watch this, they're struggling with what you're struggling with.
Yeah.
No, you ain't got to be blind like me, but we both can't be begging talking about what we're going to do with money. You begging, I'm begging, and we both talking about, what? Ain't nobody going to have me out here just keep asking and asking. If they don't want to give it to me, they ain't going to give it to me. No, I'm going to ask if they got it. Now, if they look like you, I ain't going to ask you for some money, but I'm going to ask them. Now you stand on one side of the street, I'm standing on the other side. I'm talking about let me hold $5. No! Watch this. But every car that pulled by, I know you look like you got some money.
All right.
Go to the right. First thing, delay is not denied.
That's right.
Oh, just, you know. I called him. He act like he ain't hear me. Call him again. I don't want to be bothering him. Well, you don't want it bad enough.
No, you're right.
My grandfather taught me a principle when I was a little kid. I hated it because it was true. And I use it today on children. Probably shouldn't, but I do. I hated it, but I feel like they should hate it as much as I did. He would cook. And I'd be like, I don't want that. Can we cook something else? Or eat something else. You ain't hungry then. And you get hungry enough, you eat it. And walk off. The conversation was over.
Ain't no
go around, no in and out. And most of the time we get caught because they said, no, but it might be what you need. You just don't want it. No, I have a habit of asking, well, what's in there for you to eat? Oh, well, it's this. Well, ain't nothing in there. So you saying we starving you? I'm confused. What accusations are you putting against your father? I know it's something in there. Then I ask another question. So is it something you don't want? Well, no, nothing in there I want. Oh, that's a whole different conversation. Get out of my face. Figure out, you know, what's the least of your do not want and eat that. But delay is not deny.
Yeah.
Don't let. We get arrogant and needy at the same time. Watch this. We'd rather throw a fit than beg.
Oh, Lord.
What you say?
All right now.
You ain't going to talk to me like that. You can talk to me like that as long as when the end of this conversation, you're going to give me
what
I want. No. You can tell me, shut up, sit down. We don't do that here. We don't, you know, call me out my name. But when you finish, do I got what I came in here for? No, you.
My.
Ain't nobody gonna talk to me like that. Okay, you stay broke doing that. Let me figure out. Because see, watch this. I can't, you talking to me crazy never affects my self-esteem, because that's the esteem of oneself. You can't make me feel small. I feel good about me. So if you got the, my next one, trust the process. Because sometimes it's not a denial you're getting, it's the process.
All right.
Watch this. He's just weeding some of the people out.
All right.
Because you don't even want it bad enough. Why? Because you stuck on them telling me, they ain't going to talk to me like that. I can't believe everybody going.
All right now. Yes, sir.
And you got such an attitude, you done went home broke and blind.
What you say?
What you say?
Come, a good beggar say, hey, look, if y'all want me to shut up, at least, if you ain't going to take me to Jesus, give me some money. One of them going to shut me up.
All right.
And y'all going to do one of the two. But since you ain't gave me no money, Jesus, son of David.
Have mercy.
No, but he ain't got this going on. No, it ain't about that. You can't. We get caught up on all the wrong stuff trying to be something that we're not. All because right. If you were that, you wouldn't be looking for this.
Yeah.
I can't believe all this stuff going on. I can. The world been crazy.
Yeah.
No, now we got televisions and phones and.
All right.
No, they ain't hanging us. They just shooting us now. It's the same thing. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
They ain't hanging you on and leaving you. They ain't got to leave you on no tree for 2-3 days for everybody to see. No, they just shoot you while somebody recording it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. You're right.
But if the same thing is happening, then when stoppers get in your way, you can't let them separate you from the supplier.
All right.
What you say?
No.
Come on now.
But someone said, I got what you want, I got what you need. Can I get another shot? No, it ain't over. Aaliyah, if your first step don't succeed, dust yourself off.
Try it.
Come on. If you don't trust the process, and what? Watch this. The only process I ain't trusting is a denial. The only one I ain't gonna trust is if you telling me no. No, then the conversation's not over yet.
Yeah.
No. If I know you got what I need.
Yes, sir.
We'll meet the circle again. Just come on.
And again, you gonna tell me, yeah.
Watch this. Okay. Let me tell you what trust the process looks like. If you go fast food joints, I hate going there. Hate going to fast food joints, and I order something, and they give me to the window, take my money, and then give me my card back, and then somebody else come to the window. If you can pull up to the line, we'll bring it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, y'all got little sensors that tell you how long this order took. I hate to cheat the system. I'm probably going to sit here. That's my normal thing. But if I'm real, real hungry, I pull up
all right.
Sit there. Now, sometimes I know it is because when I do it, it takes a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I just sit there. Mm-hmm. They are. But they forget my stuff.
All right.
You know, you've been waiting long when you start talking noise about them messing it up and they ain't brought it to you. They took this long. They better not mess up my food. Everything better be hot and ready when they eat right with you. And then they bring you your stuff and you look through it and your fries smoking, your burgers warm. They already got ketchup and napkins because they ain't going to get you both without you asking. But you thought they were trying to tell you that you couldn't get your food. It was just a little delayed because they needed to drop some.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, watch this. But what you didn't know, that the supplier on the fryer had some old fries that was a little cold that they didn't want to give you.
All right.
And they felt a little arrogant in their job and said, I'm not going to give out these cold fries. Have them pull up. I'll make some fresh ones for them. And they dropped them, but you didn't have information.
All right.
About the supply. Yeah. You didn't know that Jesus had something on his mind.
Yeah.
You just knew his haters told you to shut up. No, I ain't got to do all of that. Whenever he come, I be him. No, how bad do you want it?
I
wait for it. I ain't got nothing else to do. You all right? Fine. And you know how you know you really trust the supplier? Because he got what you need.
What did you say?
None of this makes sense if you don't realize he got what you need. Oh, well, you know, I would go to church, but you know, I had this going on. Because you don't feel like was there, you needed it. I go to church, but I don't go to church every Sunday. Then what you need ain't there. It's like saying you married, but you don't talk to your spouse every day. What? Who you gonna talk to? I mean, you got papers on them. Well, ain't nothing to talk about. Nothing? I mean, you don't go, watch this. You don't go to the bank and ask for a loan that you don't think they got no money or nothing. You go to a bank, you pull up to a bank and it's at somebody's house and they got you signing papers. You sitting here looking around, you got questions you wanna ask at the other bank? So who guarantees y'all stuff?
Right.
So what y'all limits is like? What? Who the last person y'all got approved? Y'all moving or something? How do we? Come on, somebody. They don't even look like they can supply. Mm-hmm. Now, watch this. You let people that can supply your blessing handle you in a way that you don't let other people do it. Watch this. I'm finna say something. Because blind Bartimaeus couldn't see. Mm-hmm. Watch this. We don't have any record that he had ever heard the voice of God.
Come on.
He couldn't separate the voice of the stoppers from the voice of the supplier.
All right.
Watch this. The only difference between the voices is one of them talked like a supplier.
All right.
One of them sound like.
One of them sound like.
He got what I need. No. It's. I done seen people with nice suits on and stuff. I'm like, hey, he ain't got no money. How you know? He look like he wearing everything he got. Catch the dude in the raggedy truck.
All right now.
He got on t-shirt, jeans, and some raggedy shoes and a $60,000 watch. That's the dude you need. I met a guy. He owns a brewery. He creates a vodka in Houston. I was at a restaurant. We were sitting down, and I'm sitting with a guy that had $4,000 worth of clothes on. $2,000 suit he had on, $1,000 belt. He had on $500 shoes. Dude, I'm sitting with, got $4,000 worth of clothes on. Dude sitting one table over. I said, man, that guy look like, so he got something on him. Had on $30 worth of clothes. $60,000 on his wrist. He owned two all mine. Owns a vodka dispensary on the north side of Houston. And I said, sir, I need to get to know you. Now, looking at the two, you'd swear one of them had money. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the one that had the money.
Mm-hmm.
No, the one that had on $4,000 worth of clothes was looking for me to pay for her food. I guess he ain't had no money. No money at all. And he talked like he had money.
Yeah.
And had money come through his hands before.
Yeah.
Because watch this. Because stoppers and suppliers look alike and sound alike.
Yeah.
But that oil is on the supplier.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Literally, all right. In this situation, he owned the oil. Finally, had that oil. Not the anointing, but he had oil. Had oil money. He had more on his arm than most of us was driving. Just.
What'd you say?
I said, man, that's a $60,000. Watch. What do you do? Started talking. Now, both of them had money conversation. One was talking about 10 years ago. The other one was talking about yesterday. Come on. Follow me. Follow me. One of them was talking about how he had some money, had went through some stuff, and his money fell off. The other one was telling me how he started to look a company just for his son to have a company to run. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell y'all. When suppliers start talking, it sounds different.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you your natural reaction to a spiritual supplier of something you need. You just start smiling. You don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
No, they just start talking. You just, yeah. Because it sounds like something you want.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
Shut up. Mm-mm, that ain't the voice I need to hear. Hush. You're too loud. Mm-mm, I don't need to hear you either. Come. Tell him come.
Yeah,
that's what I need to hear.
Yeah.
No, I'm through hollering. Nah, he told me to come.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
All right, last person, the seeker. Seeker. That's most of the time you. But let me tell you, don't put yourself in the seeker role automatically all the time. Mm-hmm. We call them self-centered people. Mm. And the old folk called them selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be selfish.
Yeah.
Because if the only role you ever play in life is a seeker, you selfish. Mm. If you ain't somebody else's supplier, you're selfish. Mm. If you always got your hand out begging for something and ain't got nothing to give, you just selfish. Mm-hmm. God can't use selfish, stingy people.
All right.
I keep telling people I'd rather have a whoremonger than a selfish person. Mm. I can deliver you from that. That selfish spirit you'll take to your grave. Mm. You ain't going to give no time, no talent, or treasure. You just selfish. You stingy bum. Come on, somebody. Don't make me. Every time they look up, it's me, myself, and I. Yeah. What I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
This ain't all about you.
All right. All right. All right.
Every time. Well, if you'd asked me, why do we have to ask you who's in the meeting? You should have said you could do it. I was waiting on somebody to say something. Mm-hmm. You think we got you here to look cute? What are you?
All right now.
First thing about the seeker. The seeker, you have to work for what you want. You have to work for what you want. He was begging, which was blind men's work. He couldn't do carpentry. Ain't nobody hiring a blind man to make a tent. Run the steel mill. I mean, he worked the trade that he was qualified to. Watch this.
Right,
but we want to run past that too quick. But he was smart enough to find somebody to take him to the road.
Yeah. Right.
Trust them that they set him at the right part of the road to get the money. He knew when they needed to come get him, and he made enough to get him a couple of pieces of clothes. The deductive reasoning, you got to read the text. Call him. 49. Jesus stopped and said, call him. They called the blind man. Cheer up. Get on your feet. He is calling you. 50. What does he do? I don't need no beggar's coat no more. No, you ain't got nothing yet. What are you doing? No, I don't need all that. Okay, this is why I tell people, you ain't always got to look like where you at. Mm. Sometimes you ought to look like where you're trying to go. He had enough money to throw a coat off.
Yeah.
Don't leave this coat here. I don't need this blind people stuff. Now, I might not be begging tomorrow, but I ain't going to, wait, I might not be blind tomorrow, but I ain't going to be begging.
All right.
No, I have to. Because if Jesus don't heal me, my experience with him will change my life.
Yeah.
No, leave this stuff here. Mm. Watch this, but don't run past too quick. Because he didn't just throw the coat away. He had a coat.
Yeah.
We always, he shed off his beggar's cloak. Yeah, but he had clothes to shed off.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Come on now. Yeah.
No, he had his coat on. Arms, give me arms. Give me arms. Give me arms. No, I don't want Jesus to see. I can't see what I look like, but I don't want
to see
me looking
all
like.
Right.
No, when you see me, I need to be presentable to at least look like where I'm trying to go.
All right.
Hey.
All
right. Yes, sir. Mm.
Work for what you want. You got to get up. Mm-hmm. Jesus ain't coming to you at your house. Mm. Jesus sitting beside the bed with me and while I pray. No, get to the house of the Lord and get your healing. I just can't go to church. So much on my mind. I'm just so stressed out. My heart is heavy. My soul is weak. Well, keep staying at the house in that spirit, because that's the spirit you didn't let loose in that room. You need to come out of that room. Come out from amongst them. Come on, somebody. Be separated. You got to come out from that thing, but you can't do that unless you come to the house.
Yeah,
I need to change, God. Well, you ain't seen you at the house. You ain't been to the house. You waiting on me to meet you at your house. I don't make house calls, watch this, for AWOL members.
No! Oh,
come on now.
I got Bible back there. Jesus left where he was to leave and go to Lazarus' house to raise him from the dead.
Yes. Because
he had relationship and consistency. On, he wouldn't move his feet for Bartimaeus because he ain't knowing.
All
right. Watch making demands on God when you ain't even met the following criteria.
Ooh.
Be at the house. Be available and be accepting of his presence.
All right.
You ain't been there. He ain't coming. Okay. Pause. Pull his back. He even made Lazarus wait until he died before he showed up for him.
Yeah.
And that was his boy.
Yeah.
And you got demands?
And he was dead for some days.
Come on now.
Work for what you want. But when I get right, I'm going to come back to the church. You know, I got working through some stuff. That sounds to me like a lather. You ever lathered in the tub? It's the difference between bathing and lathering. When you lather that thing up, it's that big soap. You just working yourself up. You ain't doing nothing. No, you ain't putting no soap on you yet. Towel just soapy as all get out. You ain't did nothing to change your situation. What you did? You just did some work.
Working it up.
You just tired. Ain't bathed nothing. Just you worked up a good lather. Just, I like this soap. And now the soap gone. The anointing is gone. Yeah. And you still dirty. Why? Because you did a bunch of work to what you want.
Yeah.
But you ain't moved nothing forward in the process.
Move that dirt around.
Second thing, keep calm.
Keep your calm.
Shh. You got to run this race with patience. Be cool. Don't stress yourself out behind what other folks got going on. Well, the stoppers told me to shut up. The supplier didn't answer me. What I'm mad for? Wait, if they don't do what? If they don't do nothing, the worst case scenario, I'm still in the situation I was in when I woke up.
All right.
No, Jesus ain't cursed me. I left home blind, I'm going back home blind.
Yeah.
I left home begging, I'm coming back home begging.
Yeah.
You may hate on me, but you ain't going to stop me.
All right.
I'm not going home talking about, I should have really just kept crying out. I don't know why I didn't tell them that. I should, you know, people always get in my head and tell me what I should and shouldn't. I ain't going home like that no more. No, fool, because you can see.
All right now.
If I'm blind, crying out for sight, and you can look at me and tell me to shut up, you are not qualified to tell me to shut up.
Come on,
not as long as there's a supplier in the room.
All right.
Okay, let me show you what a seeker and a supplier looks like. When you're really sick and you don't have no doctor's appointment and you just go sit in the waiting room. Sir, we don't have any room available. But just in case he get time, I'm here.
That's right.
All right now.
What? We double booked. We back to back. You sure you want to sit? No, because I need him to prescribe me something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he don't do it, that's fine. But it won't be because I wasn't here. If he got 10 minutes, I'm right here. He ain't got to take me in the back. You can see me right here. I got all my ailments and issues wrote down. What else you need from me, sir?
Because
I ain't no need me getting mad. Late at the front, ma'am, you going to lunch. Can you grab me something? Because I don't want to miss him when he come back. Well, he's going to lunch. Well, that's fine. I'll be here when he get back. No. He got to walk through here and see me one way or the other.
Yeah.
All right now.
Because I'm a seeker. We got arrogant seekers. You mean he can't see me today? I'm going to find a new doctor. No. This one knows me.
I know that's all right.
Now.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's good.
Call him, Jesus says. Call him. Then Jesus asked him, this is why I said keep calm. What do you want me to do for you? What? What in the great name of disrespect are you talking about, Jesus? What can you do for me? You can anything. I mean, literally. In it. You mean you can give me money? You hear me? Sight? You can give me. Jesus, God told David when he had Bathsheba's husband,
Uriah.
When he had Uriah killed, when David went through the depression, God told David, he said, I would have gave you such and such. It's in the King James Version of the Bible. I love it. He literally is saying, I'd have gave you anything you asked for. Mm-hmm. And you went and killed that man for that woman. Mm. When God's, watch when God starts asking questions. Mm. What do you want me to do
for you?
It's a blank check. What you want? Watch this. Now, most of us let that moment slip past us. CBT Smith said that he was getting a divorce and his ex-wife wanted to take everything he had. And in the middle of the divorce, they were sitting at the table. She had her lawyers. He had his lawyer. And the lady, they had a list of all of their assets that they had. And they was finna go line by line and see who gets what. He literally looks at his wife and says, she can have it all. What? She can have it all. Just give me a black suit and a Bible. I got all of it with it. I get it back. Mm-hmm. When Jesus asks you what you want, you can't be off in the spirit.
All right, asking for junk that don't matter.
No, because you needed money yesterday. You're going to need some more money tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Now, I don't need some money. Give me some stuff that'll help me see where I can get my next piece of money. Watch this, because with sight, I can get a trade.
All right.
NIV says, the blind man said, Rabbi, teacher,
I
want to see. Jesus says, go. Your faith has healed you. All right. Last thing. I'm through. Last thing. Always follow the source. Seekers, when you need a miracle, if you plan the role of seeker in your life, you have to follow who gave you the miracle.
All right.
We get the miracle and go our I'm doing me. That's what I came for.
Right.
No. That ain't the principle. Watch this, because I've heard this preached 500 times. I've heard this part mentioned twice. Once when I preached it, once somebody else preached it. Verse 52, part B. Immediately he received his sight. Most people stop right there.
Yeah.
That is not where it ends. And followed Jesus along the road.
Wow.
Because if another thing come up,
right.
I ain't going to have to find him no more.
All right.
You spend so much time looking for suppliers when God gave you one and you left it. And then you need another thing to be fixed. And the supply you had, you don't have no more because you didn't nurture and keep the relationship because you didn't keep following them. Watch this, which has made you need a miracle when it would have just been a normal desire with somebody else. So you living beneath your potential because you let the supplier leave you because you wanted to stay back here where you were used to.
Yeah, yeah.
The next day you out here begging. No.
Hey, I'm getting the light now. Come on now.
Y'all see these trees and stuff?
Yeah.
Buddy, you got a house in Jericho. I ain't seen that house.
Following Jesus.
Following it. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't know how far. Watch this. And you going to see some miracles you wouldn't even seen. Because you was blind. You was out of town.
Yeah.
God trying to move you somewhere you ain't used to being in an area that you didn't even see. Because you was blind. And you got sight. Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Stop talking. You were blind, got sight, and then stayed where you were.
Yeah.
Because it was comfortable to you. But
now.
You can't even see in the position you in.
What you say?
Then you end up, watch this, because you didn't relocate your mind you end up staying in Jericho, can see doing blind stuff. You keep going around in the same circle. Watch this. But you ain't praying for deliverance no more, because you don't need that no more. But you ain't changed your life. So you just keep
going in the same circle.
Like an ever rolling wheel. Without a destination clip. You, come on, somebody. You got me going
in
circles. You was trying to find your exit, but your exit was way back here when you. But you said you wasn't taking that exit. I don't really know Jesus like that. You know, I don't know why. You know, I don't know what that looks like. I don't really know where he going.
Yeah.
So I can't go with that. So I'm going to stay back here. But back here represents everything I was blind on. So watch this. Because now you can see. You just.
Going in circles.
Because people will always. People that are content with you will always remind you of what you used to do when you couldn't see.
Yeah.
So you around. Watch this. Blind people. Talking about what sight can see when they blind. They physically can see, but they spiritually treat you like you blind. So they keep talking about you like you were where you were.
Yeah.
But you ain't there no more. But because you didn't remove yourself, you start acting blind because that's what your atmosphere was. And now you back on the side of the road begging and can see.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
Wait, and then you've been begging so long that you know they ain't going to give you nothing if you can see. Watch this. So you start playing blind. You don't even need the miracle. So, but you just.
What did you say?
All right now, Marcia.
You asking, man, if I. Dude sitting there talking to you, he blind. Man, if I could see, me too. Because you refuse to make the exit when Jesus showed up. And you go, whoo, Holy Ghost. And you're going to miss the resurrection because you back in Jerusalem, in Jericho. You back doing what Jesus used to do. Come on. Whoo! Okay, I'm through for real. You keep talking about what Jesus was when you could have been where he is. You keep talking about, man, I remember when. And Jesus over there talking about, you should have been with me. We over here now. No, I ain't left. I just ain't there no more.
All right.
Just pack up your bag. Boy. Bartimaeus ain't take nothing with him, y'all. Yeah. He ain't go back home. When Jesus walked, he was.
He followed him.
All right now.
Okay. I'm through. Mark 4. Go to Mark 4 real quick. I'm through. I promise you. I'm through. I'm really through, for real. I'm out of here. Mark 5. Mark 5, verse 19. Go to 18.
The man who had been demon possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him go, but said, go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. So the man went away and began to tell all. Tell all his disciples how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed.
Come on, somebody. Watch this. Okay, y'all with me? Y'all following me? The man wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus said, no, you can't come with me. This ain't your season for you to be with me every day. You just got your mind right. You was naked a minute ago. Now you clothed it in your right mind. So I can't have you just with me like that. But go back and tell everybody what I've done for you. Watch this. Because I promise y'all, God just gave me this. Literally right now. Mark 5:25. Mark 5:27.
When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak.
Who told her? 5:25. She's been bleeding for 12 years. Mm-hmm. People that's in their right mind don't talk to her. Mm. Levitical law. In Leviticus, if you read it, if any woman that was bleeding menstrually, anybody she touched or had any dealings with, she made them as unclean as she was. She was ceremony. She couldn't go to church. She couldn't be in communion with people. She couldn't do anything with people. But it took a crazy person to go and tell somebody that couldn't even be around people about Jesus.
All right.
No, you bleeding, but you ain't going to be bleeding long because I was cutting myself in crazy 2 verses ago. Shutting up about what God has done for you will cause you to keep other people bleeding.
What you say?
Oh, Lord.
I'm through.
Right,
I'm through. That's it. Mm. We done for the night. That's it. That's all I got. I'm done. I'm for real. I'm done. I'm done.
That's
good.
I'm done.
Mm.
I'm done. Okay. Giving.